Hello, my name is Nicole, and thank you so much for taking the time out to listen. Today, I titled this message, Move Out the Way, Christian. Move Out the Way. And for those of you all who are in any type of ministry work, you are going to understand this message quite clearly, because there are those who are believers, Christians, if you will, that are standing in your way. You see, sometimes we can be so spiritually minded that we're no earthly good, as the old adage goes. And then we have those who are so critical, so logical to the point where nothing is getting done. Then you have some Christians that are very jealous because they are not where they're supposed to be. And then, of course, you have those wayward Christians who have one foot in the church and the other foot out in the world. Okay? With all of this sort of stuff going on, privately or publicly with Christians, it can be hard to progress. You might find yourself wanting to go forward, but the Christian board is in the way. The Christian minister is belittling you. The Christian friend is analyzing everything you say and do. The Christians on the internet are constantly sending you messages that you don't like, okay? Whatever the case may be for you. But the common denominator between you and myself is you are out there trying to fight the good fight. But it can be a challenge when you have those Christians who are nitpicking on everything you say and do. It can be a challenge when they have their personal hang-ups about spiritual gifts, about miracles, about signs, about wonders, about angels, about demons, about hell, about heaven. Excuse me, but those are all personal issues that need to be dealt with between God the Father, okay, His Son, the Holy Ghost, yourself, and anyone that God chooses to use to help you answer some of those questions, okay, or some of those issues you might have. I remember that there was a time where an individual just didn't want to listen to any more audios or anything else, because there was someone who had posted on one of my pages a message where she wanted us to pray for her. But in the photograph, she stood there with a Christmas tree. The woman looked like me, but it wasn't me. I don't participate in the Christmas holiday. So she looks at the photograph and says, oh, I don't trust Christians who celebrate holidays. And that was the end of that. Meanwhile, that wasn't even me in the picture. This is the kind of foolishness that some of these, unfortunately, shall we say, a little bit mentally unstable believers will bring to us. Okay? Things that they have issue with, they will attempt to make it our issues, or they will misconstrue things, or they will read into what you say, or they will, you know, misunderstand something that's on your page. I mean, it's all sorts of stuff going on with these believers that have little to do with us. You can see mental illness show up with some people as they're, talking with you about different things. You will find that there are those that are really sold on various gods, but they'll go along with your God for a time. There are those that have been through many abuses but never got counseling, so they will latch on to you thinking that you are supposed to be a Jesus Christ in their life, and that if they spend enough time with you, that they will be healed of their ailments. I remember coming across a believer who had a condition with her mouth. And she wanted prayer. And I had a condition that I couldn't get into with her, but basically I wanted her to pray for me. And over time, there was no change going on with her mouth. It was crooked as a result of an illness that she had. So she started resenting me because God wasn't moving. He wasn't straightening out her mouth. That's not my issue. You know, some people have various miracles that occur in their lives, and others don't. Those are issues between God the Father and that individual who's going through. I can't explain why it is that God heals some people and doesn't heal others. And I don't like to get into things like, oh, well, maybe she did a bunch of this, that, and the other. Or maybe he, you know, went through much. And that's why, you know, because there are those that did as much right as they possibly could. And yet God still doesn't heal. Okay. There are those that's why they don't believe in miracles, because they didn't get certain miracles. Okay, there are those that will preach doctrine telling you not to believe in any type of spiritual gifts. There are those that will stay so focused on the devil's work that they're not able to see when God is working. They're not able to discern yet because they're not mature enough in Christ, you see. So everything is the devil until they learn how to discern. And we see this a lot, especially those of you all who have been believers for quite some time with new Christians. Everything is wrong. Everything you do is up for debate or criticism, because they are going through a process. Now, they may have been just saved last week, but now they feel like they are an authority where they can go around and tell you everything that's wrong. I remember being one of those types of believers when I first got saved back in 1997. And I was looking at all of the mature believers like, oh, wow, you're supposed to be a Christian, but you're dressed like that. You're supposed to be a Christian and you're, you know, doing this, that, and the other. And where does it say in the Bible this? And where does it say in the Bible that? Okay. Once I got around some mature believers that had some time to sit down with me, oh, they shut all that down real quick. And God himself shut it down real quick, because I went through many trials to humble me. And let me tell you, when you get a little bit too cocky and confident, thinking that you know everything and you really don't, God will shut it down. He'll shut down your voice. He will shut down opportunities. He will cause all sorts of opposition to rise to the point where you end up sitting out and sitting aside and sitting away for a while. And that Bible ends up not being read for some time. God can literally put that in your spirit not to read his word for a while. And you'll say, wait a minute, now what's going on here? And the Lord will gently tell you, you're being prideful. Pride comes before a fall. You see, our battle is not with one another as believers. Our battle is with those who don't want to believe, or who God is calling to believe, but they're fighting him on it. So if you have a problem with a believer, the best thing to do is to pray about it, ask God for direction, and then be respectful. There are those elders who have spent much time walking with Christ, doing a lot of things out here in the world. And yes, sometimes they make mistakes. But standing from afar and acting as if one is better than the other, that is not going to win you any friends and you're not getting any favor with the Lord. Sit in circles all you want talking about those people, and they got a lot of nerve. And I'm so glad that I'm blessed and highly favored. Keep on talking like that and see if your child doesn't go through something. See if your son doesn't end up doing something that will blow your mind, or, you know, your husband or whoever else that you put on a pedestal that you believe is holy and righteous and sweet and nice. Okay. God will humble us. Okay. And when we as believers stand in the way of other believers' progress by being critical to the point where it debilitates them, where they just don't want to read the Bible anymore, then we're doing them a disservice. And if anyone has felt like that, then please forgive me, because that is not what I'm doing. What I'm supposed to be doing is enlightening you to what is going on around you in the spiritual realm as well as in the natural, to equip you with the necessary tools to be able to withstand the fiery darts of the enemy, to help others to draw near to the Lord first and foremost. So if you are around believers who are constantly berating you over the people that you listen to on the internet just because they want you to go to their church, or saying lots of negative things about your ministry or what God has called you to say or do for various family members and friends, that's not a believer you need to be acquainted with. I suggest low contact or no contact. And I stand by what I'm saying, by the authority given to me through Christ Jesus. There is too much work, saints, to be wasting time battling with individuals on and off the internet. And let me tell you what the lost and the confused and the wayward and the backsliders are saying when they see Christians going at it. They're saying, that's why I don't go to church. That's why I don't deal with Christians. That's why I don't like going to those sorts of events. That's why I don't go to her page or his page. That's why I had to cut this one and that one off. Okay? Now, some, they have every right to feel that way. Others are just using all sorts of things to get out of doing what they are convicted of. Okay? There are those that should be, you know, being faithful to wives and husbands, but, you know, oh, I'm just going down the Christian for having told me about my cheating self, you see. So then they'll come up with anything. Or you got those who want to continue to smoke and drink and cuss and fight and do any number of things. So they're going to badmouth the believers who talk about what they do. Or they're going to say, worry about yourself, you know, things like that. Now, that sort of thing, that's invalid. Okay, there's no righteousness in any of that. That's just believers or unbelievers that just don't want to do what God has called them to do. But where they are valid in what they say is when they see believers acting downright evil toward one another. They have every right to be critical and not want to have anything to do with us. This is why I don't encourage a conversation in the comment section if it's going to be about belittling the messages, talking about the God I serve, talking about, well, where is it in the Bible that, or, you know, what did you mean by this? No, we're not getting into those conversations. We're not. Because there are a lot of people that are watching and they are thinking about walking with Christ, but they prefer to sit back and listen and watch and wait for a while. Some of them have been walking with the Lord for quite some time, but kind of fell by the wayside over the years. So you can be that beacon of light for them if you are conducting yourself in a professional way. That means sometimes we got to even treat family members like co-workers, like bosses, if that means getting through to them on a spiritual level. Smart comments, little quips, name calling. That's not good. Not good at all. And so when the unbelievers, as well as those that are wayward, see this sort of thing, they say, that's why I don't get involved with them. They can't even agree on the scriptures. We can disagree, but we can disagree privately. You see, we can have our issues with one another. I know some of you all are in relationships. You have your issues, but then you kiss and make up, don't you? You're not holding grudges. You're not shutting down everything in the house because your partner said this, that, and the other. But then some may be doing that. Okay. And if that's the case, you should be distancing yourself away from your partner and moving on if it's that bad. But we have to be mindful that sometimes we can be enemies to one another by standing in the way of progress. That is a believer that could be talking to someone who is lost, confused, and wayward, but yet they feel like they have to defend or explain or encourage a fellow believer. Why should that be? One who is critical, who is lying, who is backstabbing, who is legalistic, who's religious, who's judgmental. Why should that be? No, we can just politely move on. Jesus was not spending time arguing with folks. Jesus knew that he had a limited amount of time to handle his Father's business. You and I have a limited amount of time to handle our Father's business. You may know what your calling is. Walk in it. Don't allow believers to keep you from doing what you're supposed to be doing. I think of the man who was walking down the street holding a cross up. And when I spoke to him about what he was doing, he shared with me that those who were his biggest critics were Christians. That was sad to hear. Those were the ones that were giving him the most problems about carrying that cross, who God had moved on his spirit to carry the cross, to remind individuals of Jesus's suffering and what he had done on the cross for them. But yet the Christian is standing in his way. You see, believers causing all sorts of conflict because the man was called to carry a cross. Some of you all, you have been going through much from believers. And I'm here to tell you that you don't have to go through anything, whether they're in the church or out of the church. God has called you to be free. You are not under the law. That does not give you the right to, of course, act sinful, but you are not under that type of law that the legalistic, religious, critical Christians are under. And a lot of them are jealous because they are not free to express things in the way that God has moved them to, because they are confined to boxes, because they're confined to systems, because they're confined to achieving certificates and awards and all of these other things. God spoke to me one day and said to me that the ministry that you are a part of does not require any type of titles or certificates. Come on now. I hope that this is freeing for some of you all. Know what ministry God has called you to. They don't all require certificates and awards and being in front of mass media and all of this other stuff. Some of you are simply called to be there for sons and daughters. Others are called to be among the people, teaching and preaching. Then there are others who are called to walk the streets like the gentleman who had the cross. Maybe you are supposed to be handing out your flyers of your work that you're doing. Maybe you are supposed to be going from one website to the next, talking to business owners about something. Maybe others are supposed to be uploading audio, uploading artwork, uploading crafts, uploading documents, uploading files, uploading speeches, uploading images, Jesus. When you are listening to people like myself, most of us are called to ministries that are freeing. You see, Jesus types of ministries. Others are healing art therapy type of ministries where Jesus is never mentioned, but his spirit is there. Others are called to sessions across the internet where once again, Jesus is not talked about or preached, but there is a calling on that particular individual to be in stealth mode in order to get into certain circles. As a believer, we cannot stand in their way by telling them, oh, well, what about Jesus? And what about God? And how come you never use any scriptures? And how come you're not over there going to this church and that one? And aren't you supposed to have a bachelor's and a master's? And aren't you supposed to be a doctor or a evangelist or an apostle? And aren't you supposed to be recognized as a prophet or a prophetess? That is all secular types of stuff that divide people over time. You stay under ministries where there is a lot of that going on, this prideful type of talk, this arguing over scripture, this debating, you are going to end up missing your true calling. You're going to end up not hearing the voice of God, but hearing the voice of the establishment, of the secret society, of the civil groups, of the associations and so forth, and you will not hear where God is directing you. Many are called. We see that right there on YouTube. But chosen are few. Spend any length of time with some of these so-called believers and you will find out who's really about God's business and who is just faking. I've learned over the course of my years that it doesn't pay, literally or figuratively, to be a part of organizations that are not about God's business. They have not been called. They have not been chosen. We're talking about spiritual organizations because some of us, you know, have jobs and so forth. So you will be called into secular organizations at some point if you haven't already. And you have to work, right, to make some money. You will have those believers that'll say, "Ah, I can't believe you work for that company." Okay? That happened to me. And it wasn't in person. It was over the radio station. But I was in no position at that time to quit my job. And the Lord spoke to me and said, "You are not to quit your job at this particular time." And so I praise the Lord for listening to him. Because I didn't. And I was able to make sure that rent got paid. And then God told me that he was going to put me in another job. And that's just what he did. Okay? Don't up and drop certain things just because some believers in your ear telling you, that's not right. Oh, that's not godly. Oh, that's not good. Are you paying me? Come on now. And those of you all who know about ministry, you know, people, they don't like to give. A lot of folks, they'll take your messages, but they don't like to give. And the Lord had moved on my spirit and told me that there are those individuals who are supposed to give, but they don't give. And so after a while, what happens? The messages, they just don't do anything for them anymore. They don't feel the blessing like they once did because they weren't giving. They were in a position to give, you see, but they didn't. At some point, we have to give. I know that there are those pimp type of ministers out there. And they do stand in the way of those who are supposed to be getting blessings but can't because of the pimp ministers. Okay? Believers do stop other believers. But I am telling you today that when you see the writing on the wall, when God shows you that someone or some group is keeping you from walking with him, drawing you away, that's when you have to put on the brakes. That's when you have to say, oh no, you don't get my money anymore. Oh no, I can't help you anymore. But that doesn't mean that we're supposed to shut everybody out, because that's happened to us. I know I continue to buy people's books. I continue to give as God leads. I continue to, provide the necessary materials. But I know that over time, God is going to start telling me, we can't continue to do this anymore. There are bills that need to be paid, and we're going to move on. Okay? The believers cannot stand in the way of believers because they don't like who we're associated with or what is going on or how it's happening and all of that other stuff. God moves on all of us in his time and his time alone. So I thank you so much for taking this time out to listen. Please don't stand in the way of believers. Okay? Do what you can to edify, to help, to encourage. Okay? And if there is something that you don't quite understand, that's why you go to the Bible. That's why you pray. That's why you meditate. I thank you so much for taking the time out to listen. And as always, to God be the glory.